It's for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's for the kids. It's for the kids. It's for the kids.
This is KPDO 89.3 FM serving Pescadero and the South Coast. This is Coastside Conversations, and our conversation today is with Shannon Webb. And this is about the South Coast Artists Alliance approach to fundraising this year, given that Pescadero Arts and Fun Festival cannot have a crowd of people with the shelter-in-place rules going on and the social distancing rules going on. So she's going to explain how this is going to work and how South Coast Artists Alliance hopes to have an art show despite everything and who's contributing. And so Shannon, first of all, so the basic thing is shelter in place, you know, the coronavirus has changed everything. Why don't you talk about how you guys came up with what you're going to do?
So I happen to be blessed, I guess, or tortured, I don't know, to be on two different committees related to the fair. And with regards to the traditional festival with music, we very quickly said, oh no, no way. But when it came to the art show, we felt like, no, we have a chance. We're going to go online and do it. And so that's what we're doing. We have a website already, and we've always wanted to promote our artists on the website. And this, we thought, would be a great way to encourage artists to show and get an online gallery presence, which has always been a really good way for artists to get their art seen in larger audience, right? So we're promoting that, and we thought, great, now everybody has to do that. So we're getting artists, we're gonna have sales online. We're gonna run the show for a week instead of a weekend, since there's not gonna be a big party like we're used to having, and we're definitely hoping that that will come back next year. But we are going to have the show extended because of it, and we're going to have raffle tickets sold throughout the community. We're going around now asking stores who would be willing, and I know San Gregorio store said they'd be willing, Harley Farm said they'd be willing, Loma Mar store said they'd be willing, and we're continuing to get responses for great locations, and Farmers Market said that they would be willing to host a pop-up tent for us. And so I'll be there on August 20th.
Will you have actual art with you, or just it'll just be a way of showing people how to do the online thing?
I'll have no actual art with me. I'll have images of the artwork, and people can look at them and then say what they want to win, like they have always said, and put the tickets where they want to win. Or actually, I think for the stores, we want to be very respectful about how limited their counter space is right now. Some people only have a little window at the doorway. And so we're just going to have a little ticket box with a QR code that they can go online and look at the raffle gallery. Mm-hmm. But all sales will be in person, you know, at a sales point. We want to be very respectful. We don't want to do any online sales because raffle is highly regulated. So
You're not doing online sales? You're doing in-person sales in a sense?
For raffle tickets.
Oh, for
only.
Raffle tickets.
The art show gallery is going to be online. The art show gallery will be I won't have any of those images online. I mean, physically, those will be, you'll have to go to the online show and see them. And
no, at the farmer's market, would you have the computer there ready to show people?
So I'm going to have,
well, what's the website? We should start with that.
SCAA-artists.org. So, plural is not part of the website. SCAA-artists.org is the website. but I don't know for the radio if my enunciation is good.
It's perfect. It's perfect. Okay, so S as in Sam, C as in car, A as in apple, dash as in the hyphen, artists.org. with an S, and then .org, mm-hmm. right? And that's where they would go. Starting when? When is the art going to be online?
The show is going to run from August 14th to August 21st. And I'm getting feedback from the folks doing the website design that they hope to make it like preview available beforehand so that people can kind of check it out and then come back and so forth. So I'm pushing for that to be a week before. So we're going to have a lot more access to this art, which is exciting for me mm-hmm. because normally it's just this short window of a couple days. Now we're going to really be able to see it for a whole week.
Which is awesome, really.
Yeah. And then artists are going to be delivering their own work. So patrons will have a much more one-on-one experience with the artist. And we kind of have that with the show because when somebody buys a piece of work, they tend to like go to the artist and like, I bought your work. And mm-hmm. so we want to maintain that relationship.
Although you might have to have special circumstances. I know so many people who to this day won't step out their door. They're having groceries delivered and things like that. So you have to kind of respect how the person wants to do it.
Yeah, we definitely are having shipping and delivery and it'll be between the artist and the patron, how they work it out. Because shipping can be a little pricey and, you know, that just adds to the cost. However, something that I'm hoping will help make art affordable for patrons is part of the deal with COVID is all these stores are shut. Mm-hmm. So there's not a lot of framing open. There's not a lot of supplies open. Mm-hmm. So we are opening up opportunity for people to show work that's been shown before, which is exciting because there's been some pretty beautiful pieces that we've all wanted to see again. Mm-hmm. And then also we're saying that framing is not required for newer pieces, and people may not realize it, but framing is a huge expense. And a lot of times artwork costs kind of an unaffordable range because the framing is so intense. And so those kinds of expenses, we might see artists just pull from old stock because we are all very particular and want our frames, but we want it all to match, but...
No, I know. It's a big deal to get framing done right mm-hmm. and to make it so that it enhances whatever the creation is. Mm-hmm. So who is contributing? Are there artists we recognize? Who are the names that have decided that they're going to make contributions?
Yeah. So it's a long list. If I go into it in too much detail, I know that I'll forget people. But I know that like Susan Friedman is going to be in it. Diane Mooney is going to be in it. I will have a piece in it. Sally Rain will have a piece. David Wong. We'll have Beth Ross will have work in it. Joan Margolis is going to have a piece in it. Carol Ellsworthy is going to have work. Oh. And that one thing about this show is it is limited to one piece. And there's, you know, some of the artists have said, I want more, but we will have a link to their website. So that's another exciting feature. We'll sure. have one piece and in our gallery. But if the artist has an active website, whether they're selling work off of it or not, we are inviting artists to put their website up there so people can just explore their style or go to their store and help out. And the artists have agreed if they do sell to help us with proceeds on the weekend, the traditional weekend of the show. We don't want to be usurious, and maybe some people will say I'm being generous, but.
Well, I mean, it's a big opportunity for the artist, but it's also an unusual opportunity for the audience.
Yeah.
Instead of just sort of milling around with a glass in your hand and then all these people coming along asking you if you want hors d'oeuvres and then trying to see how do I get to see all the art that's here. Which is fun, obviously. You get to bump into people, so that's the usual art show. But to have the idea that you can actually peruse at your leisure and go through all the different works that a particular artist has, that's a unique opportunity.
Yeah. So it's our way of kind of helping with the limitations of how much art we're accepting. And it's super awesome that we're getting this support, because not all artists are feeling really motivated right now. Mm. We're all, the shutdown isn't just a physical disadvantage to go to a framer's shop. It's also just stifling. Mm-hmm. And some people are very much inspired by this and creating like crazy, but other people are just hanging back and not feeling as creative. So I'm hoping that this can be motivation mm-hmm. for that too. And I'm excited. I'm really excited about it. And it's a whole new platform and a ton of work and all new timelines. And I'm trying to call people and let them know what's going on, because everything's a little bit accelerated. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, it's not that far away. You know, it's only like, 7 weeks, 6 weeks? I don't even know.
Yeah, it's not that far away. And you know, I will just love to shout out. I don't know if this is playing already during, if this is going to be playing while the show is going on. I know we're recording it and the show.
Well, it might be. It's going to be recording soon. I mean, people are going to hear it in another, next week. But that doesn't mean we can't play it at the time or again.
Well, if it's playing next week, just to know that the art is going to be due on July 15th. For the web people to have time to upload it and do any, editing to the page. They'll be making a whole page for each artist, and there's just some back-end work that takes time. Mm-hmm. And since we've never done it before, we want to allow for enough and put something that's nice together, that's fluid in terms of, how you navigate. Nobody likes clicking on something and then ending up in PayPal and never being able to get back. It has to, so all
has
those
to be fluid. Yeah.
All those fluid things mm-hmm. take time to set up.
We should probably talk about, why are we doing this? Why do we ever do this? What's the mission of South Coast Artists Alliance? What do you guys do with the money? And it's tax deductible. I mean, the actual donations are tax deductible. So we need to talk about that as well. So
it's for the kids. Mm-hmm. It's for the kids. It's for the kids. It's for the kids. I mean, it's for the artists too. We've talked a lot about promoting the artists, but we give everything that we make to the kids. And it's right now with COVID, it's the only thing they're probably going to get for art. I mean, art is not considered
from what would normally be that weekend where we make quite a bit of money. Then this is the only thing that's actually a fundraising opportunity for that weekend. Is that right?
For art, specifically for art. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of emphasis of English and math in school, and our community comes together to advocate for all the rest. Mm-hmm. And whether it be, any other subject or any other extracurricular. And so South Coast Artists Alliance our mission is to give money to fund art programs for our district kids. Mm-hmm. That's our mission. And we do a really good job and give often, up to 8,000 or more, probably between $8,000 and $10,000 or $12,000 a year on good years, and fund supplies and materials for middle school, for high school, for elementary in Pescadero, for elementary in La Honda. And we just really want to make sure that these kids are inspired and have access to free expression that doesn't require words and doesn't require language. It just, it's about what they feel in their heart and go for it.
Yeah, and creative expression. Lots of people have said music and art, those two things are important things to give to kids as a means of inspiring them to continue their education, to be involved in their learning. So, the best schools always have art and music. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason they're the best schools. It's partly because they have art and music,
It's therapy. So I'm a big advocate for art and science. I think that they're very connected. I think they're both very experimental. They both lean on observation skills quite a bit. And there is a lot of reciprocation in their processes. There's a lot of questioning, and you have to have, you know, a thesis in mind and a hypothesis, and you're going for an idea, and you're experimenting kind of may change your path a little bit and lead to more experimenting in a different way. And I think there's just a lot of connection between the two, and in a lab sense, like lab sciences and theory and everything. So for me, I totally agree with that. I think that music and art and drama and all these free expression areas allow us to unlock our creative thinking caps and apply the tools, the hammers and nails, the English and the math can be applied to make beautiful things that, you know, we wouldn't have Google if somebody didn't have this brilliant thought. Mm-hmm. And so I think that is super important to allow kids to just think and, mm-hmm. and express in really tangible, concrete ways.
Mm-hmm. Plus, does this support art in action in some way, or how does it tie into art in action?
Yeah, so in terms of funding, we do fund the Art in Action program for La Honda Elementary School. We fund, I teach Art in Action in elementary school in Pescadero, but Pescadero Education Foundation does the primary funding for Art in Action in Pescadero Elementary. We've had a decade-long mural program in Pescadero, and South Coast Artists Alliance has funded these collaborative mural projects that the kids can work together on a piece rather than just having their own stuff. They learn how to make their voice and their selves be heard in a collective effort and make something beautiful with so many other people, so that they can go up to that mural and say, I did that part, and still love the whole mural, and they know so-and-so did that part, and this other person did that part, and they're proud of the whole thing because they are so connected to each other, and it really builds community. I love that project, and it was born of a art therapy project that I was in years ago through Puente, and I got together with the facilitator for that, and connected the dots there to get that to our kids, and it's just super, super fun. So, that's an amazing project. And I think La Honda has taken up that project, in recent years as well. So, and now, we funded a mural last year and the year before at the high school. So, I mean, that's actually something that's really growing, and it's very public, and it's inspiring and colorful. And so I love that.
And you can go and see it. I mean, we can to this day, we can go to the high school, or we can go someplace on the campus and see it. Right now, I mean, that's a legacy for these students. They come back and look.
There's an incredible mural on the back of the high school right now that we helped fund, and the kids did. That's got like flying whales, and so it like really bridges space, and it pushes and pulls. And you know, is this an underwater scene or is this a land scene? It looks like land, but there are whales in the sky. So it's the underwater. I mean, it's great. It's great work. I love it. And you can see it from the baseball field. It's huge and it's impacting.
That's good. That's great. I did go see it. I think I was there when it was still being done. So I don't know if I've seen the whole thing. I should go look at it. But that's pretty exciting. So the artists are being benefited, obviously. The students in the school district are being benefited. And that's the key. I mean, we're bringing together the artists and the students in a way, you know, if only through the funding that this provides.
Yeah, and we do offer internship programs. So we've had for the last, I think we're even doing it this year through distance. We've got an intern working from the Puente internship program with one of our artists to help with photo editing and website work. And we have we did the KPDO mural. We partnered with KPDO, Puente, and South Coast Artists Alliance to have an intern and have a mural program and, you know, offer this space on the radio studio to paint it. And We got funding from the Pescadero Arts and Fun Festival. So, I mean, we just like really bridged all these different groups together to make this project happen. But it's been, and that's the way this town is. Mm-hmm. This town is all about.
We're all linked together.
How connected we are.
Yeah. We're all collaborating to support each other. I mean, that's a big part of what's amazing about Pescadero. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. And I like that mural a lot. So, you know, some people, hey, where's KPDO on that? That is the one thing that I would like a little bit more of.
Yeah, I have to go in and paint some more on there, or get a kid to do. I have some ideas. I was like, we need a plane. Somebody else was like, we need Where's Waldo? And like, so, I mean, that's the cool thing about murals, though. They engage everyone, even if somebody doesn't have any, like, doesn't think of themselves as an artist. Mm-hmm. They can look at a mural and be inspired, and
yeah, and public murals, it just enhances community space so much, you know, like this mural here and the mural, you know, like over there on the wall, is like people take photographs of that all the time. The people in the town are drawn to it. The people who come and visit the community see us differently because of it, you know.
I agree 100%, and I think it, when I go to the elementary school and I see the wall of flowers that was created by our interns for the entryway in response to our intern saying, you know, we had an intern that was at the review and with us at the same time, and they wrote an article basically talking about how schools are so industrialized and they feel like jails. And you go in and there's all this chain link and it's all these rules and stand in line and, you know, toe the line and all this stuff that can be very intimidating for a young child that we adults take for granted.
Yeah, we're blind to
it. We're blind to it. We've lived it and we're used to it. And so we made the front entrance beautiful, and we recycled bottles, water bottles, and we raised awareness, you know, talked about how important recycling was, and we painted these beautiful flowers, and we found telephone wires and all the rainbow wires in there, and Mary Windrum and Paula Vasquez and Emily Vasquez and I and Susan Friedman all worked on that, and made this really beautiful entry with little keys and things that when you open the door, it makes beautiful sounds. And so it's just a more welcoming space for the kids. And having all the murals all over the school mm-hmm. is so fun. The kid, and it's all ecosystems. So it's integrated with the curriculum for the fourth graders. They're learning about ecosystems. And each year they learn about an ecosystem that bridges with the ecosystem next to it on the mural wall. Or they'll learn about, subterranean life, because there's all this life in the dirt.
I didn't know that that's what it was about. So the fourth graders are learning about ecosystems, and the mural integrates that knowledge.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. So they're collaborative learning. They're all, you know, brainstorming all the things that live in those ecosystems, whether it's, you know, in the above ground parts or the underground parts, and they're, what's the ecosystem that's next to us? So they have to learn kind of how it transitions, and yeah, everything is integrated, and including art and action. When we teach art and action, all of that is integrated with curriculum. Like Vasarli, when we teach that, it's all about integrating with spatial relationships and math. We learn about perspective in the third grade, and how do we physically represent perspective through one-point perspective, through shadows and highlights, and through overlap and through layers. And there's really tools that artists use that are tangible for anybody to use and create these feelings that communicate these feelings. That, so, you know, in fourth grade, most art focuses on abstract art and modern art, actually. And so we learn a lot about Rodin. We learn a lot about World War II and how much modern art was influenced by you know, the war in Spain and things like that, and how emotive colors can be, and how we don't really have to have something representational to be moved by it.
By color itself.
We can be moved by color itself. Or we can be moved by, like, Franz Marc, who's drawing, you know, cats and horses, but he's using colors that are not the colors that we would see on a real life cat or a horse, right? And so we're learning all about how that's okay. Mm-hmm. And how Rodin used, you know, cookie cutter, you know, like in pottery it would be slip casting, but in, you know, he's using forms. Mm-hmm. And he's casting the thinker over and over and over, and how that made everybody so angry, but it's okay now. And how things, sometimes new ideas can make people really angry, and artists are able to come in and say, oh, really? You think that's the only way to do it? Well, what about this? And we put it out there, and nobody can get upset. No, it's not gonna, nobody's gonna go to jail over it, you know? It's just, hey, look at this. Mm-hmm. You know, like, whoever came up with the American flag with all little corporate symbols in the, for the stars, you know, that was an art statement saying, hey, who are we becoming? And it, like, people respond to it. Mm-hmm. And people respond, like, they agree with it or they strongly disagree with it. And those responses help us open up dialogue. And it's super important. So we're seeing art reactions now. You know, you're looking at portraiture, you're looking at words painted in the streets, you're looking at murals being put up for awareness, and
you're talking about the social justice movement right now.
Yeah, and also for COVID. I mean, we're seeing art responses to people, like, in little trapped bubbles, and people with the masks on, and how, so art is now, mm-hmm. art records history, and there's just so much that is there to teach kids about art, whether it's how to do it or in a more social studies context of, you know, how it represents a time and a place, and it's a cultural stamp. You know, in a war, for instance, in Greece, they completely destroyed all the art and all the buildings. And they leveled the town. And that was how they destroyed them. Because you can have a war with a people, but at the end of the day, their culture persists. Mm-hmm. But without language and art, it does not. Huh. So it's super important. It's super important. And it's, to me, fundamental. And I'm passionate about it.
I can tell. I think we're feeling it. We're feeling it over here. Okay, well, this is such an interesting conversation, and I just want to say, since we're near the bottom of the hour, this is KPDO 89.3 FM, serving Pescadero and the South Coast, and I'm talking to Shannon Webb, who is wholeheartedly endorsing art in general, about and how much it can teach us as a society, how important it is to us as a culture, and we're talking about all the art that's happened around here, the murals, and the, you know, the art and action classes that the kids all go through. And so we're talking about how the artists contribute to that in the sense of actually providing art so that we can have a fundraiser for the, you know, for the school programs and the murals, but also how they contribute to our community. I mean, we have public art here, but we also, they are really enriching the community's lives one person at a time, giving us the opportunity to have those creative expressions in our home or in our office or in our lives. You know,
and
it's important.
And I just want to interject and just challenge everyone to find something that Chris Dutch made, you know. Mm. Find something that, I mean, we had our big mural from Cindy's burned down, but we had many artists involved in maintaining that mural, and just how important those pieces of art are to us. Mm-hmm. You know, the town sign. Chris Dutch made the town sign. You know, he made the sign on the South Coast Children's Services building, and he's made things all around town that some people are more aware of than others. You know, little bits and pieces here.
Did
and
he
there.
Do those Harley Farms things?
That was Three Finger Bill. So yeah, find things that Three Finger Bill made. But, you know, artists are out there and making us smile, mm-hmm. or really pissing us off.
So right now, I think we should let people know again how do artists sign. It's too late to sign up, but
no. Maybe by the time this airs, it's too late to sign up. The signups to show are June 28th is the deadline. There's a photo day June 28th. But the sign up to enter your art is July 15th. And the art show for everyone to view is going to run for a whole week, August 14th to the 21st on scaa-artists.org. And I hope you all come and I hope you buy art and donate and support and get raffle tickets from the spots around town, from Harley Farm, Sanger Gorilla Store, Lomomar Store, and the pop-up tents right here at KPDO and the Farmers Market on the 20th of August. I'll probably have signs up, but
will you be doing the buy location thing or you have help? Will people be here at a pop-up tent and at the farmer's market at a pop-up tent?
I'm going to pray for help. I'm going to like put out the vibes, the good vibes. No, we have a really great team and I will definitely, you know, I'm local. I'm right down here. So I feel like, okay, it's easy for me. But we have a lot of people working on all the different aspects. I always say in the signups, all hands on deck. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, how it is.
So I'm going to be, just so everybody hearing this knows, I will be interviewing various artists. I'll be talking about their art, maybe even their website where people can go to see their art, not maybe the piece that will be donated, but just to get familiar with the artists who are going to contribute. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you've given a really great picture of what the reason is for this. I mean, it's wonderful, really, what the South Coast artists are doing for our community and how much inspiration it provides for our kids. And, you know, for the people who buy your art, I do want to get a little bit more into, you know, the various styles. And so I'll be talking to the artists about what they're creating, you know, and how they, you know, what they're trying to achieve with their art, what they're trying to express. So let me get a little bit more personal with you for just a second. What is it that you're planning to provide for the art show yourself? What is your creation in this moment?
Well, I'm a multimedia artist, which means it's, you know, basically I never can decide what I want to work with. But I have a piece. So the piece I'm entering into the show this year is a piece I've entered in the past. I find that it is apropos, and I am working on a piece currently, but I'll just for now focus on what I'm going to enter into the show. They're totally different, of course, but so it's a print, it's a mono print that I just love, and I feel like it really reminds me of how the space I'm in right now in my head with COVID, I really feel alone. I really feel like there's so much around me, but I just feel walled off from it. And this is a piece that expresses that. And it's a wonderful process. Monoprinting is, I love monoprint. And you know, it's not often that we have access to print the big presses and stuff. So, you know, it's not easy for me to do it. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, it's colorful. It's got some life in it, just fighting to get out and defying that wall that is, you know, casting, you know, this big barrier. And there's a bit of anonymity too, which I feel like is apropos with all of our interactions on the web and everything. And it's just kind of seeking identity. It's fighting for space, basically, but also very like guarded feeling too, you know. And it's very, it's a bit communicating the isolation and struggle with that.
Okay, well, it'll be interesting to hear from the other artists. I'm looking forward to that. And I, you know, I guess gradually I'll get booked and we'll, you know, put all kinds of people on Coastside Conversations, and we'll see how many people that are willing to talk about their their art, the reason they're doing it, what they're trying to convey, things like that. It's probably hard to do with words, you know?
It is. And honestly, it's not the art that I'm, like, the art that I'm showing that communicates these times to me isn't the art that I'm inspired to make right now. I'm drawing a picture of plants and life and birds and something that makes me feel like I'm outside and free. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I just feel like it's, we're all in a different space in what we have time to show in this really short, accelerated timeline. Mm-hmm. But just to keep creating, and come and look.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Shannon. I really appreciate it. I've learned a lot listening to you. I'm so happy to understand a little bit more about the curriculum for Art in Action and, you know, the motivation for doing all this. So I really am grateful for that. And we'll have more people on the show, and I'll probably fill up the rest of the hour with someone else. This will be, we'll try to promote this. And if there's anything that the radio station can do during the time of the art show, you know, or leading up to it, you know, obviously the KPDO wants to help. You know, we want to do whatever we can.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for doing these interviews and giving us this time and space. And thanks so much to everybody out there listening. Just listening is, you know, I hope that you enjoyed it, and I hope that you do come and see the show and enjoy it, because we appreciate you too. You know, art doesn't exist in a vacuum.
Right. You have to have an audience. And I am an art appreciator. I am not an art creator. So I just am always in awe of artists and their creations. So I really want to do whatever I can, and I'm sure so many people do, and it's such an important, valuable thing for our community. So thank you to the South Coast Artists, and thank you, Shannon, so much for this conversation.
Thank you.